is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart, with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
You done, Pinhead? Huh?
I'm done, buddy. I know you just did something.
Would you just take some picture of me or something like that while I was sitting here?
No. Yeah. But again, somehow you turn it into a thing about you, which was nothing to do with you at all. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Hard Feelings Podcast. I am one of your lovely hosts this week, as always, Kevin Kippy James Ryan. And sitting directly across from me in a new odd studio we're in, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the blonde hawk, H. Foley.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Good to see you, Kevin, my old buddy.
Sense a little underlying attitude in that,
ooh,
in that hello.
This is week two in a row. My hard feelings are with you.
Yeah, you gotta break down and release all that stress you got towards me. I don't get it.
It's every fucking day it's something new with you.
What are you talking
about? We're going to get into it.
Oh, I can't
wait. But folks, thanks for listening to the Hard Feelings Podcast here on the original podcast network.
OG.
If you're new to the show, we are two lunatics who take things to heart, and we like to get it off our chest here at the OG Podcast Network on the Hard Feelings Podcast.
Bada bing, bada boom.
That's right. Go to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast every week, tell your friends, rate the podcast, review the podcast, 5 stars.
Yeah. Everybody's doing that. It's been great so far. The response has been great. Also, if you want to share a story or an incident or something that drives you crazy.
They're coming in.
We've had people write us in that their wives are cheating on them with their best friend. We had a wife write in that she's gambling behind her husband's back. I got an update from her this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she has a couple of favorites, a couple of underdogs in the Derby in the Kentucky. Here comes sunshine.
Her mutter was a mutter.
Fada was a mutter, huh? Foley's a mutter.
His broad loves a slop. Hey, big shout out to our good buddy Freddie down there in Philly. Wanted to ask for a shout out.
Yeah, shout out to Freddie. But yeah, guys, you can email thehardfeelingspod@gmail.com. We will read it, and if it's funny and whatever, it'll make the air. We'll give you some feedback on it, what we would do in the situation, or if you just want to hear us call you an idiot. Whatever works.
Lay it on us. Can we get started now?
We can get started.
You son of a bitch! I'll kill you.
All right. I think I got. Let's get into it. I got a hot piece of biz.
What do you got?
I want to know what you would have done.
With what?
In this incident that
I got beef with you again.
Oh, fuck you. That's the same deal. What? I annoyed you. I was mean to you. I yelled
at
you.
Annoyed me, mean to me. Every time I make a move, you're yelling at me about something.
Make a move.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the clip we use.
No, like. No, it's... Every time I...
I gotta do something.
I can't be self-promoting. I can't be...
That's not it. Why? That's not
you're yelling
it
at me
all.
For... Somebody asked me about the podcast. You're yelling at me about that.
Yeah, just because, like...
Are you
yeah.
too cool for school? Huh?
Coming this fall, Kevin Ryan in. Too cool for school. Shut up, teach.
You guys know where homeroom is? Fucking nerd.
No, man, I'm just breaking your balls. And
by the way, you're not an open shirt. You're not an open shirt button-down guy. All right, just letting you know.
Okay. For the listener,
I've
been wearing...
I'm telling you as a friend.
Okay, and what do you think you are?
For the listener... Okay.
For the listener, I've been. I have a
He's
button.
He's bald.
Up.
All right. I'm just letting them know in case they're new.
And I'm an asshole.
Maybe.
And I'm an asshole.
Yes. You're an asshole.
All right. Go. Describe my shirt that you think there's going to be a lot of meat on this bone.
It's very worky. Very very blue collar worky shirt.
That's what I'm going for. My father was a mutter.
Kevin Ryan, blue collar comedy.
What's up, guys? Anybody got a socket wrench on him?
That was at Home Depot last night. A hot dog.
Me and a bag of Sacrete.
Hot dogs at Home Depot actually are good. Never okay. had a hot dog at Home Depot?
What are they, in the lumber section? Where are you getting hot dogs?
All right, give me a what would you do. Go
All
ahead.
Right. What would you do? Do you remember? You're too old for that. What would you do? I forget what it was on. Whatever.
I was playing right. sports and finger banging chicks.
Right, that's your response
right?
to everything, right?
That's
Some
right.
new fucking material.
Whatever you were doing, watching you shark like bites.
What?
I don't know.
You can't watch shark bites. You eat shark bites. Everybody knows that. Whatever, hard feelings. Here we go.
You got them, I got them, everybody's got them out there. Let's drop the bullshit and get to the nitty gritty. What do you got?
Lock
What'd you pussy out on this week?
Load.
What'd you do?
It's kind of funny you bring that up.
I'm sure you did.
All right.
I'm getting robbed.
So there's a guy running my pockets. I can go to the ATM if you need me to.
No, you don't want to take another check and go savings.
Yeah. That's where the big bucks are. All right. So I was, it was Friday night, this past Friday night, New York City.
Town so nice, they named it twice.
Doing an old comedy show down there in Greenwich Village.
The West Village?
At the old Village Lantern.
Know it well.
An old haunt.
Know it
place you may or may not be banned from. Hard feelings.
I may or may not have drank an entire margarita machine one night and was asked to never come back. All speculative, folks.
Yeah, I don't know who you've been talking to.
Hearsay and conjecture.
Objection, objection. So, my girlfriend was hanging out with me. Mm-hmm. So, she goes to a very popular vegan eatery down there called By Chloe.
Yeah, I know Chloe.
Right? So, she goes to Chloe.
Yeah. She a vegan, your girlfriend?
No. She was just looking for, she got like a vegan cookie and a coffee and was just sitting there waiting for me to do my spot.
I tell you what, they're not bad.
That's what she says. So she was like, you know what? She didn't feel like hanging out at the Lantern. Wanted to give me some time to whatever, you know,
write
bomb.
Your little notebook. Yeah. Get your thoughts together.
Exactly. So she goes, you know, do you just go hang out at the Lantern when you're done? Come down to Chloe and we'll go. I was meeting two friends in the
city.
That's
nice. I like that. She's not up your ass.
No, very like, I don't want, I mean, again, she doesn't want to really fucking sit there. You know what I mean?
And no.
Just, like sit at a bar playing loud music.
Sure.
With a bunch of people she doesn't know.
Sure.
So, or God forbid, watch me on stage.
Of course.
That would be the worst.
More sympathetic I could not be.
So, there I am, killing, right? No. So I do my spot. I walk back down to her. Now, it's Friday night. Pretty good set. Working on some new stuff. Doing well. I got my gal waiting for me right down the street. Good spirits are high. I'm going to meet two friends that are in the city from Philly. They're staying somewhere on like 28th at a nice hotel,
who
rooftop bar. Nikki.
Nikki? I don't know this Nikki.
Yeah, and you won't either.
I know Vinny with the skinny.
Vinny with the skinny's been off the grid for a couple of months. No one's heard from him. I think he's in deep cover right now.
Kevin's got some duality friends, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
Some rich ones and some questionable.
Some questionable clientele.
Questionable associates.
Some rough around the edges, huh? I'm the only one that can walk in both worlds. Mm. So, I walk into Chloe. My girlfriend's there. She's got a cup of coffee and finishing up a cookie. We're sitting there for like 2 or 3 minutes, and there's a nondescript gentleman. So, she's on a bench, right?
Inside
the restaurant. There's a bench along the wall and then a bunch of two-top tables lying down the wall.
I got you.
The other side of the table has single chairs.
Okay, so you're at a table.
So we're at a table. She's sitting on the bench side.
You're sitting on the other side.
I'm sitting on the chair side.
Okay.
Then there's, you know, whatever, a foot of space, another table.
Okay.
A gentleman, nondescript gentleman, just regular white guy. I didn't even notice really that he was there. Sitting on the bench next to her at another table.
Okay.
Eating his vegan burger.
Frank finger blasting your girlfriend.
No. Jesus Christ. What are you doing with that?
I don't know.
Not everybody's girlfriend's a whore, okay?
Oh.
All right. So, we're sitting there for like 2 minutes. I'm like, you ready? She's like, yeah. Let's, you know, give it a couple of minutes. I want to finish whatever. So I go, okay, I'm going to get up and go to the bathroom.
Okay.
So I get up, I go to the bathroom.
Come back, he's finger blasting.
I come back, there he is. The douche, the douche, the douche.
Alfalfa all over the place. Push, 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 push.
Now, I'm going to say this now so to get to the end of it. But
no.
I let my, this is going to sound terrible, but it's not out of,
if you went hardcore, I'm all for it.
No, I didn't.
What'd this guy do?
I didn't. I'm trying to change.
Did he make a move?
No.
Kippy!
No. So,
I'll kill him!
So I let my girlfriend, and defend herself is a strong word. She did not defend her. She entered into a conversation with an intellectual conversation with this gentleman, and I was the knucklehead that wanted to lose it. So we're sitting there. We're at a vegan restaurant, mind you.
Have you gone to take your tinkle?
I take my tinkle. I come back, and they're like, he's showing her something on the phone. On his phone.
He has cock.
Big old dick pic. Have you ever seen a real one?
That ain't vegan, honey.
This is all sausage.
Who's the nerd? Oh, man.
No.
Woo.
I would have been all right with
Go
that.
Go back to my place for a little faking bacon, huh?
A little tofu Tommy, huh?
Ooh, that tofu hot dog.
Oh, my God.
First of all, what are you doing leaving her sitting there to go take a pee-pee
when
there's other wolves around? Come on,
man. It's funny you bring up wolf. So I'm sitting there,
So you come back, showing her something on the phone.
Okay, exactly.
That's weird. That's right off the bat.
You don't even know where this is going, so it's not... Oh, exactly.
I would never do that.
All right, hold on. I'll just pause for a second. So I sit down, and he's reaching over with his phone, and I hear something like, Did you know this? And I'm thinking... He's asking for it sounded like he didn't speak English, to be honest with you. And I didn't know maybe they had spoken, like, at least, like...
I bet they did.
Sorry, lose that joke. Jesus Christ. So you did it, like, 9 times.
All right, last time.
All right. So he's showing her the phone, and I think he's asking for directions. So does she. Like, hey, do you know where this is type thing? So I, like, kind
of... So this was the start of... You were walking in on the start of the conversation.
I was walking in on the start of the conversation. And... She goes, so here, cut to, it's a picture, because she's got a jacket with a fur hood. Mm-hmm. We're in a vegan restaurant. She's got, it's a picture of those dogs or the wolves, like all caught up in like one of those traps. Did you see those pictures circulating?
I've seen them,
yes. Yeah, like the dog all fucking cut up and killed. And it's a picture of that. And he's showing her, like, do you know this is what happens?
Isn't it a fake fur jacket?
No, it's a real fur.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Hoity-toity.
What the fuck?
Right? So at this point, I still don't know. So then she goes, you know what? She's like, this jacket's like 6 years old. She's like, I've had a change of heart over the past few years, and I probably wouldn't purchase another one. Uh-huh. And I'm like, all right. Well, like, I am ready to go over the fucking table at this point. I am shaking.
You didn't say anything to him?
Hold on. So I'm fucking...
Pussy.
Yeah. So I'm fucking... But then at the same time, I don't want her to get mad at me.
Could you take him?
Could I take? He's a fucking vegan. I look at him in the
I
wrong
don't know,
way and
man.
He fucking fall.
Conor McGregor's a vegan.
Yeah, get over here, Conor. You fucking Irish fuck. I'm joking. I love you, pal.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you're a good gay. No, so they start going, not back and forth. He was being respectful in the sense of, like...
He was opening a dialogue.
Yeah, okay. That's what my girlfriend says. I see it as this guy is the biggest fucking jerk off in the world.
Sure.
So whatever. They go back and forth a little bit. My thing is, so then she goes, I'm like, let's fuck. I'm like, I feel, one, I'm quite proud of myself that I didn't tell this guy that I didn't fucking go after him. I didn't tell him to shut the fuck up or anything like that. I kind of just let her navigate the intellectual conversation from the jump and see it through.
As they say, intelligent people can disagree.
What?
That's what they say. Intelligent people can disagree.
Yeah, and I actually, at one point, that fucking rage that just fills your face. You feel your face get warm, and you're just. I'm like, I'm fucking going. I'm like, I'm going.
I felt it before.
And then I look at his lips, and his lips are quivering. And I'm like, oh, this guy's a fucking pussy. He's afraid to even confront her. Like, he's, like, nervous, like, his lips are quivering.
Or he's getting ready to throw a pint of fucking blood on her or something like that.
What? No, so... I was like, his lips were quivering. I'm like, oh, this guy's a fucking, deep down, this guy's a pussy. Like, he's having to summon the courage to do this.
He emotionally feels very strongly about what he's saying.
Sure. So she goes, you know what? He's like, well, you can take it off. She goes, yeah, I probably could. He's like, well, you're walking around promoting this. And he's like holding it in her face a little bit. I'm like,
all right, now you're starting.
Now I'm starting. So she goes, you know what? And like, they kind of like kindly disagreed. And I'm like, let's fucking go. Because I need to go outside and scream or something. I'm fucking so heated. And she doesn't like the fact that I've ever, like, fought anybody or anything like that. She's like, you really punched somebody in the head? I'm like, yeah, no, never. Not once. So
this broad's never knuckled up with anybody on the streets of Dusseldorf?
I don't know. And she can handle herself. And so they had
a... She can handle herself how?
I don't know. She's a big... There were dog wrestlers over there.
She'd kick your ass.
Yeah, probably. So...
All right,
so now, but there's a table next to us, so, and this is where I feel confident in that, of my actions in that situation, that I didn't overreact. I let two quote-unquote intellectuals exchange information.
But here's the thing, this guy, in a sense, what the fuck is this? Something on my lip. That's not vegan.
It's a meatball from yesterday.
This guy essentially pushed you out of the restaurant.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we were getting ready to leave. I was going
to
bathroom.
You were getting ready to leave, but you weren't ready to leave. You didn't leave on your own accord.
Okay, that's how you're taking it.
That's how I'm sure. Taking it.
Oh, I've taken it every single...
So what about this other couple?
This is still bothering me, by the way.
What this other couple say?
Nothing. So they're there, right? So then my girlfriend goes, well, I have to go to the... I'm like, let's fucking go.
Are you saying this to her? Are you taking it on her?
Yeah. No, I go, are you ready? Like, meaning, like, I'm doing everything in my power, one, to not physically go after this guy. I'm that fucking angry. Two, okay. to not fucking scream. The fact that I didn't scream at him, I deserve a fucking medal, I feel. The fact that I didn't, so I'm like, hey, let's go. And she goes, let me run to the bathroom real quick. So she goes to the bathroom. I don't know if she's waiting in line. And now I'm like, I want to fucking.
So now it's just you and the
vegan. It's just
me
and the fucking guy. And I want to bitch him out so fucking bad. But I also don't want to cause a scene, kind of. You know what I mean?
Scenes are great.
So I turn
it's in a vegan place.
I know, but still, I'm trying to be a little more respectful. I don't want to be the fucking asshole. Dude, we're in a vegan place. He's lecturing a woman about wearing fur, and then I'm the asshole that gets arrested for beating up a vegan? No.
You don't have to beat him up.
Yes, I do.
It's in the psycho rule book.
Yeah.
So what'd you do?
So she gets up to go. Now I think she's in the bathroom. So I got to, I got to show the table next to me because it's a guy and a girl. I got to show them I'm not a fucking pussy. You know what I mean?
What?
Now I think this guy next to me is like, this fucking pansy-ass motherfucker just is going to let this vegan walk
He's
all
wearing
over.
A full SEAL suit?
Yeah.
Fucking tell
yeah,
me.
Rubbing his face with bunnies, wiping his face. So I'm like, now I feel like a pussy. I feel okay that, like, I let them, and then I started thinking what the guy next to me thinks. And
oh,
I'm
that's
like,
the worst. That's like, when you get, that's when it all starts falling apart.
This is when.
When you start thinking about everybody else in the room and all those eyes get on you, that's when, a few hours later, the cops are asking you, I blacked out at this point.
That's when the handcuffs come out.
Yeah, I don't remember anything after that, officer. That's what you say. That's what OJ
said
in that interview.
I messed up my medication.
That's what the juice said in that interview from 06.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't really remember.
The hood doesn't fit. So, now she's in the bathroom. So, I think she's waiting in line for the bathroom. So, I think she's in the bathroom. I'm like, I can. And now I got the guy next. What's he thinking? So, now I'm fucking.
Are you sitting on the bench next to the guy?
No. Oh, if I was sitting on the bench. I'd have him in a headlock giving him noogies.
A couple elbows.
Yeah. So I turn my chair. So she's in the bathroom, so I think. And I turn my chair, and I just fucking stare. I'm like poached down like this, just looking at him. And he will not look up at me. He will not fucking look up at me. And I'm just fucking, I'm in my head, I'm like, just, you make, I'm like, if I see the whites of your eyes, I'm fucking coming across that fucking
You're
thing.
Asking me what I would do, right? I'm going to save it until you're done.
Of course. Okay. So then we go out, so she comes back, and she's like, you fuck, we go, I'm like, let's go. So we go outside, and I'm like, she's like, you're a lunatic. I'm like, why? She's like, I just watched you just stare at that guy from like a foot away. She's like, I was waiting in line for the bathroom. I'm like, oh, God. Yeah, let's.
I thought I knew him from college.
Yeah, he's got one of those faces. So that's that. So I want to know what you would have done, and then I can expand upon it a little bit more.
Well, now, at what point did you change your tampon? In the bathroom. All right? Nothing on that?
What am I going to...
Fair enough.
I just told you I think I handled it well in the sense of the discussion. The only thing I could have added to that discussion was go, who the fuck do you think you are? That's all I could have added to that discussion. Which, at the time, would have offended my girlfriend and him. And
see,
I would have
that's
caused
what
a
sucks,
scene.
Man. You would have been the fucking... She would have been yelling at you.
This is my thing. I would have been the bad guy because this fucking guy... this is a free fucking country, right? It's a free world. I'm allowed to fucking sit there... My girlfriend's allowed to wear whatever fucking jacket she wants. Then this guy puts a phone with a fucking an image that he's trying to shame my girlfriend. He's trying to get an emotional reaction out of my fucking girlfriend and shame her to make her feel like a piece of shit. And then I'm the fucking lunatic if I stand up and go, what the fuck is your problem, pal? And like, what if I would have slapped his fucking tray or whatever?
Well, that you
then
can't
I'm the
do.
Well, why not? Why not? He does something. I react
a physical,
to that.
That's a physical altercation.
I can fucking flex on it. Why now I'm getting so fucking
Let me
mad
see your flexing.
Woo! Woo! Heating up in here.
My hair just blew back for the listener in the studio.
But you know what I mean? Like, then all of a sudden I'm the fuck.
Listen. All right, let me go back to the thing that I said. Intelligent people can disagree. Okay. However, all right, these people so far to one side or the other, there is no fucking compromising with them. Now, if this guy just would have said, excuse me, I don't mean to bother you.
100%.
Just let me finish.
I'm sorry. I'm emotional, Henry.
Excuse me, I don't mean to bother you, but I see that you're wearing a fur hood. Do you know what animals go through? And Nadine, being the wonderful person, intelligent, beautiful woman that she is.
I don't know why you would say her name, but sure.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Would have been, I know I got the jacket 6 years ago. You know what I mean?
I view it differently now. And she even said, she's like, I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it again. But I'm also not going to throw it away. I've had it for 6 years. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, you know, hey, you know, just whatever. Good talking to you. Have a nice evening.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
That's what should have fucking happened. I would have been okay with it.
So
would have been,
but when he sticks the fucking picture,
boom!
You can fucking not, you cannot wear it. It's like
he's like, you're still. She even
gave him who like, listen, dickhead. Have you never had a fucking leather belt or fucking you know something?
Well,
your whole life.
Yeah,
who the fuck
sure.
is this guy?
Well, my
he shouldn't
thing
be judging anybody. So he was trying to shame her. Okay,
of course.
And I 100% in front of her.
I can't though.
Listen, I just would have said this is what I would have said. You want. This is what the rational Foley would have done, okay?
See,
I
feel the like rational my, Foley, but
I feel
this
like
is
my,
why
I feel like my girlfriend would have been like, "Who the fuck are you? Go fuck!"
Pulls out a ninja star,
throws a drink in his face, takes his
turn around. She's eating a real hamburger.
Yeah. She don't take any shit. She's a little firecracker.
But my thing is, why you're not rational?
Who's
I think
not?
I made the rational decision. The only rational decision I could have made at the time
but
was to stay
out of it. But here
you
are 3 days later thinking about this is what this podcast is about. You're holding on to these hard feelings. If you would have just said an assertive thing to this guy, you wouldn't have thought about it. And if she got mad at you, you could have had the conversation that we just had about it. I would have said, hey, man, listen, we don't need your fucking, you know.
But, oh, sure, but she appreciates that I did that. I let her do it. That's what she appreciates.
Oh,
and I feel
okay
that I've been the guy that screamed at somebody. I've been the guy that's offered
outside.
You don't
have to scream. It's like, hey, man.
I've been that guy so many times in my life, and I always turn out to be the fucking asshole because I overreact.
Well, you don't have to. You just have to react.
I can't
do that.
Me reacting is not as letting. That's the only way I can react that's not overreaction. Because I take it as a personal fucking offense.
Oh, you take things personal?
But I took it as a personal fucking offense to the point where it's like, fucking sitting here trying to emotionally fucking manipulate or, you know, like shame my girlfriend.
Yeah,
and
man.
I'm just supposed to sit here and be like, hey, knock it off? No. My next step is I want to slap the fucking taste out of your mouth.
Hey, man. How about you mind
but
your
I can't do that.
Hey, man.
Then
how about you mind your own fucking business and end it right there? Now, she would have got mad at you for that.
But then,
right?
Okay, then it escalates.
Would she have gotten mad at you?
What if it escalates from there? Then I stop?
Escalates
no.
Where?
What if he goes, I'll go fuck yourself, man.
You think Vegan Boy was going to make a fucking move?
I don't know. I'm just saying. But then what? Then I'm the one that fucking initiated it, and then next thing you know,
all you have to do is
I'm fucking dragging a vegan down Bleecker Street.
Well, you can't do that. City tends to frown on those kind of things. Especially in this political climate.
Yeah.
We're not tough guys, and that's not what this is about. We're not going beating people up. We don't want to be like that.
No. No.
But that's fucking so fucking annoying. Like, listen, and I get it. Like, and listen, when it comes down to it, I mean, I feel like this now.
It's fucking like, PETA douche. I was so fucking
but
mad.
But listen, to a degree, I mean, I honestly, in my soul, I don't practice it because I'm a fucking piece of shit.
Sure.
But that's right. We shouldn't be doing this stuff. We shouldn't be
of
eating.
Of course.
We should all be eating fucking plant-based diets and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You got a long way to go, pal. Plant-based diet.
You know what I mean? Like I don't really believe in hunting in a lot of regards. I think a lot of that's a waste. When these jerk-offs go to fucking Africa and shoot a fucking elephant, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, it was your mom. I mean, someone's got your mom's head mounted behind a pool table.
Still got a smoke in there.
Henry, I liked your Facebook post.
No, I get that. I get that. And we're all trying to go towards that. And we're all learning from lessons that we
sure.
was taking the past. But that's not what this is about. This was about this guy being a little fucking prick, wanting to be
yes.
a fucking know-it-all.
Yes.
All right?
100%.
And trying to be a fucking cool guy.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is like he showed her on a fucking iPhone. I'm like, dude, fucking children.
While you're eating.
Yeah, but I'm saying a child made your fucking iPhone.
What, like, oh, yeah, no shit.
You don't care about that? Where do you draw the fucking line, you asshole?
There's 100% hypocrisy there.
I'm like, because I looked up, I was hoping he was wearing Nikes because I was going to be like, but his shoes said vegan on the side. I was like, oh, my God. My first thing was to look at his shoes and be like, child labor, you
He's
fucking asshole.
He's dipping his shoe in salsa.
Yeah.
That 100% edible.
But that was my thing. I'm like, you're showing on a fucking iPhone. I'm like, there's people jumping out of the fucking buildings.
And you could have said that.
Better build a net because motherfuckers were jumping out of the fucking.
And you could have said that.
I know.
Now, she just wants to get out of there. She doesn't want a scene.
She doesn't want a scene. Yeah, she's not like. She
probably
was, like,
got some brownie points with her because you let her handle it. But then she also got to see you be the alpha male when you gave him the cold stare.
Oh, I was so fucking mad. She's like, what would you have done? I'm like, what would I have done? I beat that guy up 100 times in my head so far.
You didn't have to beat him up. You just say, hey, man, mind your own fucking business.
I know, but I know. And it's, I mean, he
did
probably...
Did you guys make Boom Boom that night?
I don't think so. I was pretty tuned up. I went to the bar. And I had a couple of like, Jamie on the rocks. Good night.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Call that the old whiskey wee-wee. You know what I mean? Wicku, wicku. It's like pushing rope.
Little Fig Newton down there.
Yeah, so that was that's been. I can honestly say, I think if I was younger, if I was 25, this would be a thing that fucking.
I mean, you don't just go beat the guy up. You can best him.
Sure,
with your intellect.
Yeah, but I'm not thinking intellectually at that point. That's what I'm saying.
That crazy?
The only words out of my mouth are shut the fuck up. And if I say that to somebody, if I say shut the fuck up to somebody, I know if that comes out of my mouth, I am willing to fight that person. I don't want to fight that person.
And lose.
I'm not a tough guy.
Sure.
I could lose. But if that guy comes back with, who the fuck do you think you're talking to? I'm not going, oh, sorry, my mistake. See you later. I got a taxi out front. I can't.
Hey, you know what? He's actually right. Take the coat off.
You know what I mean? Exactly. So what am I going to bitch out after I say it? If I tell a guy to shut the fuck up.
So you know you're crossing that line.
I know I'm crossing a line. If it's okay, then it could end in a fight. I'm not saying it's going to. I don't want it to. I haven't fought in years. But I'm just saying if it was like, if I tell some guy to go shut the fuck up, I'm not just going to be like, and he goes, who the fuck do you think you're talking to? And I go,
I guarantee you there's no vegan in Chloe on a Friday night.
I don't care.
That would have said, what is he? He turns into Joe Pesci all of a sudden?
You motherfucker, you.
You're a little girl, Chloe? You're a little girl?
You're a little girlies?
You know what I'm saying?
I understand, but I'm just saying. It's like, and I don't want it to get to that level. So my only thing I can do is not fucking talk. The only thing is, I either would have yelled and screamed and caused a scene,
but
here's
here's the thing. And you know,
an adult, if you tell someone else to shut the fuck up,
you don't have to tell them to shut the fuck up.
But that's all
hey,
I can
man,
do in that moment.
Excuse me, mind your own fucking business.
I can't do that in that moment. I was so mad.
Excuse me, mind your own business. Okay, and you let her handle it to a certain point.
Yeah.
But then when he keeps coming, well, you can take it off. Whoa, 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 whoa. Now the conversation's over.
But
you sit there and mind your own fucking business.
Yeah, but he was being polite about it. And my thing is, like, yeah, it sucks because he has a valid response. Like, he has a valid argument.
He doesn't. No,
doesn't. No, the argument, the way he went about it, he's a fucking jerk off.
Yeah, let he among me who hasn't fucking thrown the first spare rib, whatever the fuck, throw the first stone.
What?
Whoever hasn't sinned, let him cast the first. You don't learn that thing from the Bible?
What?
He's a fucking hypocrite, is what I'm saying.
Hey, St. Roy Rogers, chill out, will you?
He who hasn't gone to the fixin's bar. May he order, you know what I'm saying?
He who eats at the all-day buffet has the last laugh.
You know what I'm saying?
So listen here, you pita douche.
Let he among you who have not sinned cast the first stone.
And eat he's pizza got a fucking yet again.
What?
I don't know.
And table number three is ready.
Table number three.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying for you pita douchebags out there.
Don't say pita.
I bet you have. Whatever. If you.
It has nothing to do with the issue. He's
a
hypocrite.
That's what I'm saying. But it's fine. If you're out there and you're doing this, do it in a constructive. Fuck it. Do it in a constructive way. Because now I want to go buy 9 of these fucking jackets and just throw them out. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like at this point, I'm like, I want to celebrate.
Well, that's not the right answer.
I know. But I'm just saying, I need to retaliate somehow.
Find this kid. Get him.
Kid, he was like 40. He was in his 40s.
He was a hypocrite, man. You know, if you have an iPhone, there's fucking child labor involved. And listen, we all should be going that way. And a lot of people are trying.
Of course.
It's like, yeah, you don't fucking... There's no need to make anything worse in this day and age.
I know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, just be a little more courteous
but
if you have the message.
Here's the thing. And you yell at me for this, but this is the reason for this podcast. Mm. And what I'm going to tell you, all right, I tell all the listeners out there, okay, you don't want... I feel like... I'm getting to the point in my life where I have so much of this in my life that it's killing me, okay? And I honestly feel that if you can control it and say what you want to say to this guy and get it off your chest in that moment, then you're not thinking about it for fucking 4 days.
Yeah.
Imagining the argument. Do you know how many arguments I have with people in my head?
I had 6 today.
It's fucking insane.
I know, man.
When it's like, fuck, I just should have told that guy.
I know. And I think
said this.
I am getting better at letting it go.
How do
I think,
these
a
people
bit.
Get away with this so much? That's what I don't understand.
Now you're getting mad.
Did you see that the attack on the subway? I don't know what that guy did.
No, what happened?
Oh, they on 42nd Street, some like guy comes walking out of the subway, out of the actual train, and this guy in like a suit behind him, big dude, just fucking right from behind, just unloads on him, pummels him for like 30 seconds and just fucking keeps walking. Now, it's fucked up. You attack some guy from behind. That's assault. I get it.
It's assault, brother.
But who knows what that guy said to him on the train.
I know. That's what, like, I mean.
And you don't want anybody to get hurt, but it's just like, people are such fucking jerk-offs. You know what I'm saying? It's like, would you ever fucking, like, I believe in a lot of shit. I'm fucking Catholic.
Of course, no, but I'm not, because I'm not a fucking asshole. All right, I would have went up and been like, hey, sorry to interrupt.
If somebody's smacking the shit out of their kid or something
of
like
course.
That.
Of course.
All right? Yeah, you say something.
But like,
we got hard feelings.
There's a way to fucking go about it, and that was, and like, he was
especially
bored.
A male to a female in this day and
I
age.
Fucking left. That's what really.
Look, oh, there you go,
looking,
Kippy.
Looking back,
now I'm hot.
Looking back, he waited till I fucking
See,
left.
See, looking back.
But I mean, I noticed that after we got in the cab ride when I was venting, I'm like, why the fuck? I'm like, oh, he waited till I got. I was
that's
in the bathroom.
That's a pussy.
That's a fucking pussy move.
You don't fucking talk to some other guy's girlfriend when he's not around.
You don't
around
mow another man's lawn
at a bar or at a fucking vegan bake shop. You don't do that. If there was a couple, you address the couple.
He didn't.
Really,
as
a
he didn't
couple.
Look at me once while he was fucking talking to me. While he was talking, that's how I knew he was a fucking pussy.
That is.
We said pussy a lot this time.
What would you guys do out
what
there?
What would you do? Write in. Tune in.
No, when we post a podcast this week, if you got a comment, hit us up on Facebook or on Twitter like everybody has been doing. I'd like to know what old Freddie would have done. Or maybe Mike T. Huh?
Be swimming with the fishes, huh?
See what those guys, Freddie.
Freddie be dumping them off Cotton Ave. Nobody saw nothing, eh? Took him down to O'Shea's. Not a...
Yeah, that's fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you got? You got any hard feelings that aren't towards me? Because if not,
well,
another one.
I feel bad fucking yelling at you. No.
I got another one if you it's up to you.
I have one thing here that was driving me crazy. And I don't know what the fuck this is, but lately there's been like attractive women in 34th Street Herald Square subway station. Like, hey, you got a minute? I don't know what they're asking for.
Oh, yeah, it's not your phone number. I know that much.
Hey, I got a girl.
Sorry, toots. Keep it moving. Taken.
No, but here's the thing. I lost my headphones maybe like 3 weeks ago.
How'd you eat them again?
I thought it was spaghetti.
Pasta Alfredo. These are a little al dente.
Anyway,
Chef Boyardee's full of shit.
I didn't have headphones for maybe like 2 weeks.
Okay,
so I finally went and got a pair of headphones. But here's the thing: I put
did you spring for the new iPhones or did you spring for like the $15 ones at Target?
Wait, what do you mean the fucking? What are you talking about?
Like the earbuds?
What the? Yeah, not the fucking ones with no rope on them.
Oh no, those guys walking around talking about hard feelings. Those guys are douche bags.
Hey, beam me up, nerd.
Yeah, right.
And that thing that looks like dental floss—you got to carry around. I'd lose those things in 2 days.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a case for it.
Yeah, there's a case for the ear for the wireless earbuds.
How big of a jerk off do you have to be to walk?
Well,
around
I mean,
with
you get the new
things.
iPhone. What are you going to do? Get a pair of Beats? Walk around like Derek Gaines?
There's no hole at the bottom. How do you charge it?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's got to be a hole at the bottom. How do you charge the fucking phone?
I think they charge in the case.
No, but I'm saying you can put regular headphones in. You can put iPhone headphones into the.
So you're saying it's an option.
I'm assuming. How do you charge the phone? If you have to charge the phone, there's a port at the bottom of the phone.
So they could be.
So they could, yeah.
So you're a jerk off.
So you exactly. Bottom line is, if you're walking around with those wireless earbuds, you're a hammer. Hammer of the week goes to.
Derek looks cool in his Beats.
Yeah, Beats.
What the fuck?
I got swollen glands.
Get that foot off my desk.
Whoa, hey, this just came in across the desk here. If you got, the Beats look good.
Yeah, Beats look cool. We can't talk on the phone on them.
No, did you ever see somebody talk on the phone on the headphones? Wireless ones?
Yeah, they look like a fucking asshole.
Because you got to like talk even louder because the microphone's like over by your fucking ear.
Ugh.
So like, yeah, it's Susie, I'm on my, I'm like, get out of my face.
Oh man, that's up there with the fucking music. Anyway, the point is that I put my headphones, whether I'm listening to music or not,
mm-hmm.
when I walk out my apartment door,
yes,
I put my headphones on.
Of course.
Put them in, all right? And that should be a clear indication.
Don't talk to me.
That unless something is wrong, mm-hmm. unless you're a lost kid, unless something's on fire.
Of course.
Unless you need some, even directions. I'll take directions. Mm-hmm. If you need to stop somebody, hey, man, do you know how to get the.
Yeah, but, yeah. Excuse
you know how to get
me,
the worst
quick.
No problem. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm fucking, I just keep them on. So not having them on for a couple weeks was driving me fucking crazy.
Oh,
so
but brutal.
I get them back.
I stay home if I don't have them.
So I get them back. I have them on. And I'm walking fucking through the subway station, and it's like, hey, do you got a minute? No, you fucking idiot. You see, I got the headphones on. That means get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
Who stops somebody? Because for all you know, I got Megadeth blasting.
Well, that's my thing.
I can't
it's
hear
like,
a word you're saying.
Have these people never had headphones in?
What
it's
the
like,
fuck?
Asshole, you know I can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Hey, how are you? You got a minute for get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I don't even. That. Nah, hey. I don't care what you say because it's not important. I don't know you. If you're stopping me on the street, it is not important to me.
Hey, we love the podcast. Oh, my God. Yeah, thanks so much.
Oh, my God. Thanks. It's not important. So I just go, yeah, no. Even if they go, hey, do you have a minute? Do you know what time it is? Nah, I'm good. Sorry. I got no change on me, pal. Keep it moving.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, I don't fuck with it.
That's happened. That happened to me today, and it's happened to me a couple times last week. That's like, it's like, what the fuck do you have to do for people to be fucking human beings to each other? It's like you see me walking, I got the headphones
but
on.
But the thing, on the other shoe on the other foot, what's good for the gander is good for the goose. You're being a human being. This is another human being trying to stop me and just be like, hey, do you have a minute to talk about probably saving another human being?
I know. I'm a fucking piece of shit. I know.
Yeah.
Believe me. I get it. We're all scumbags. Now, let me ask you this. Is it anywhere acceptable in public to clip the fingernail?
Oh, my God, no. Do you do that? You do that.
I don't know. I bite my fingernails.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Wow. You know, I have a little stash behind my bed. That's where I put them.
Oh, my God. The smell on that thing.
Fingernails don't smell.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Maybe yours do because you're digging in your butt.
What are you, my fucking 9-year-old nephew?
Dork.
What are you digging in your butt, Uncle Kevin? You fucking dork. Sometimes
dude.
Either you're an old, you're never your age. You're either an 80-year-old man or you're a 9-year-old kid.
Dude, I kill for fucking 9-year-olds. If I could just do 9-year, if I could do kids birthday party,
fake headbutt.
What?
Did you ever see Black Sheep goes around? Hey Mahoney, fake headbutt. Hey new kid, fake headbutts. Everybody then gets to the new kid. Hey new kid, fake headbutt. And he fucking smashes his head. Blood pops open. And then, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He's got a ketchup pack.
Oh boy.
So, the Germans have arrived.
Okay.
I got my girl's friend. No, my girl's brother and sister-in-law.
Hopefully
here.
He's not a complete pussy like you, huh? Stand up for the group if something happens.
I will fight you.
I want to know that the
group. Take your shirt off. We're fighting.
I want to know that these ladies are protected.
You know what?
How would the
try to open up and share.
How would he have handled that? What's this guy's name? Sven?
Yeah, I don't think he's a fighter.
No, what? He just outsmart the guy. Probably look at him with those German eyes and melt the guy's face.
Yeah.
What did you
say? I am
say?
Still, I mean, minus, I'll probably get shit for this. I was already getting shit in a group text with friends and a brother.
What, they were saying you pussed out?
Yeah.
For the vegan thing?
Yeah.
Oh, they said you were a pussy.
Yeah, because they're all fucking steam fitters from Northeast Philadelphia. They would have fucking hit the kid with a monkey wrench.
Phil would have said something, right? Talking
no.
to his wife, Phil would have lost it. Phil would have assertively said, "Hey, man, just so you guys know, Kevin has a tall, good looking friend named Phil. Really smart guy. He's got his shit together. Got a beautiful wife. Owns a home. Real nice guy. Real classy guy." All right.
By that, you just said, I'm in shape. My girlfriend's ugly. I rent a place. I rent a place, and I don't make any money.
Not this lump of shit that I have to stare at for an hour a week. You know what I'm saying? He's got things
to
lose.
You live under the Q train.
He wouldn't lose it. It's the NW, okay? That's under construction. Don't bring me
in. You live
this.
Under an abandoned subway stop. What are you talking about? Fucking right talking next, shit on me.
Right next to the Penguin. Anyway.
But, no, my friend, not those friends, other friends, and stop looking at the people that walk
sorry,
by.
Sorry, that's a real good looking dude. You see that guy? The guy that has this.
Come back.
We got bumped out of our studio because the guy who actually records for the radio in the studio was in there. Not a bad looking fella.
But so yesterday, got the Germans came in.
Okay,
picked them up at the airport yesterday.
Now the Germans, you didn't say. So your girlfriend,
I said, it's
brother and his sister-in-law.
Brother and sister-in-law.
Did
yeah.
you go to this wedding?
Yeah.
Is this the one that was in
this
Lake
the one
Como
I went to in Italy? Yeah.
Wow. Lake Como weddings, huh?
The wedding wasn't there.
I can't get through the Poconos. This guy's going to Lake
Como. Yeah,
he
don't fit through the tunnel. Wide load coming in.
Two little trucks behind me.
Yeah. That's why you don't get booked at the Mohegan Sun.
Okay.
Got to hit the weigh station.
Funny guy.
So I'm at the airport. What's your policy on giving?
I don't know anything about the airport. Okay, you want to ask me about the subway? Something in a bodega? All right, a problem in a Walmart?
I had the thought today. You know, you live in a sketchy neighborhood if your bodega sells Lucy's.
Uh-huh.
You know, you live in a bad neighborhood if they smoke the Lucy's in the bodega. Dude, my neighborhood is like a smoker's den. It's like a fucking opium den in China. They're all
Washington Heights cigar bar. Today we have a 2005 Benson.
There's a lighter on a string at the counter, and they all just fucking burn Newport 100s like they're all in smoking jackets, they're Hugh Hefner.
That doubles as a can opener.
Oh my god, dude, it's crazy. You walk in, it's like you feel like I'm in a humidor. But that's not my hard feelings. What's your personal policy on lending someone your phone? Stranger asked to use your phone.
Well, you know, I'm pretty good with that kind of stuff. I'm a people person, as you know.
You just yelled at the fucking Greenpeace lady at
Penn Station. I didn't yell at her. I just kept it moving.
Whatever.
All right. Carmine Spaghetti has just entered the room, everybody.
Our production
Our programming director and producer. Here at the original
Taking
podcast network. He's our boss. We just had to fill out paperwork today.
Ooh. Yeah. Tess came back. Not good.
Kippy's pregnant.
If you were, let's say you were waiting at an airport and a foreign woman came up to you saying,
see,
phone.
I'm good with that. Phone.
Yeah, like she wants
Whoa. There's not even an excuse. Phone. Get the fuck out of here.
Her English wasn't great, but there was some. What would you, middle age, well, your mother's age.
My mother's age. All right, so 25, huh? Tight little piece, comes up.
Give your mom a jump, huh?
Hey, doll face.
Hey, sugar tits.
If somebody came up to me, you know how I am. I'm a big softie. So if somebody came up to me in distress, I would try to help
She was.
Not like, Vaughn, please.
Yeah, not like.
They had my husband.
There wasn't guys chasing her.
Then I'm getting the fuck out of here. Hey, Tuts, you're on your own.
Yeah. Hey, good luck. Tip over her luggage cart and keep it moving. Hey, listen here, you old bag.
She runs away. You're telling the guys. Hey, she ran two doors down.
Yeah.
I pulled away from the microphone to cough. I'm trying to be more professional here on the podcast. Yeah, somebody walks up. Who do you have to call? I'll dial it for you. And then I let the phone ring. Someone answers. Then I hand the phone to them.
Okay.
And I stay right there.
All right.
I'm not just handing someone my phone and letting them
touch the
buttons.
That's my policy.
No. You need something? I'm here to help you out.
All right. All right.
So you're at the airport?
We're at the international arrivals fucking gate. Like we're like
this people. Is all this weekend?
This was yesterday.
Hey, fucking pussy. Yeah, you're fucking the whole city's all over you.
What do you mean? Wait, beat up this old bag?
Yeah. You should have been in Rikers for
yeah,
the whole
I take out the vegan anger on her. It was fake fur. So I'm sitting there and she goes up to my girlfriend first, like, hey, says something. Do you have a phone or something?
Now, did she say, hey, do you have a phone?
No, it was polite, but in broken English. It wasn't like, give me a fucking phone.
What?
Talk about Russian collusion. I might be on the hook for
the
couple.
She was Russian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, yeah, something.
Eastern European.
Yeah. My last name was Putin, all right? That's. I looked at the numbers she dialed. It just said Kremlin. So I go. She's walking back and forth. You can tell she's looking for somebody. That part, like, because we're there for like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah,
waiting.
Man. It's a stressful situation. Your phone's not working.
And now I get a text from the brother saying, hey, we're waiting on our last bag. So
okay.
They should be coming out any minute.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's
all right.
There's a thing that's like the moment. I don't want to miss the moment, but it's like, I don't want to be tied up with fucking Putin and the cronies while like the
big
I'm like,
hugs are going
and
on.
And I'm like, oh, give me a second. I got
all
this,
right.
You know, so
very
I'm,
selfish,
I'm,
but okay.
I'm tense about that.
I got you. Wow, so, what? She hasn't seen her brother in a long time?
She hasn't seen her brother yet. I mean, she hasn't seen her family since she's been here.
It's been a couple months.
Yeah, I don't know, man. She's in another country. What do you mean?
I don't know. I haven't been home since Christmas. Nobody calls.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know why you choose that.
I'm just saying, it's not like a Folgers Crystals commercial.
Yeah, man, she misses her family. What do you want me to say about that? Like, let's shit on that, right? That she misses her family?
No, I'm not saying that, but it just, you might be leaning a little too hard to the way that it's this big moment.
Well, it's a moment. I mean, they've planned the fucking trip to come to New York to see her.
Okay.
I'm going to be dealing with some old Russian woman and like with fucking smuggling loaves of bread or whatever the fuck she's doing.
All right. Okay. You know okay. What
I
mean? Okay.
I don't even, first of all, no, fuck you. First all right. of all, I don't even want to be talking to this lady to begin with. I was acting like she wasn't even in my person. Like, she went to my girlfriend. My girlfriend goes, oh, him, and pawns him off on me. Then she's like waiting by the gate. So I'm like,
sure.
Motherfucker. So,
well, that's a team player right there in a relationship.
Yeah, right.
Because
push
the moment
down.
Is for her, not you.
Of course. But I don't care. But also, I don't
Were
even
Were you wanna... crying when the brother came in?
Yeah, like a bitch.
Wolfgang. He'd seen you.
So she says, I don't even want to be involved.
Of course you don't.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's like, now I'm mad. I don't know. I'm missing a moment I don't necessarily really fucking care about. But now it's like, hold on. I'm dealing with fucking.
Yeah, well,
I don't even
want to
do this.
Left and right.
Exactly. They're screwing me. I'm getting screwed here.
Okay.
So I go.
What does she say to you?
I can't. So she's got papers.
Listen to me, you dumb broad.
I'm like, you better make it quick. They got one bag they're waiting on. So she's got paper. I go, what's the number? Because I'm going to go standard operating procedure. Give me the number.
She wants to use the phone.
I'll dial the number.
Uh-huh.
I'll hand you the phone.
It wasn't one of those European numbers, was it?
No, they were all local U.S. numbers. They were all New York numbers. So 212s, 917s, whatever. So, but there's a list of like 10 people. And it was
what?
So I'm like, all right. So I'm like, who do I call? And it was like operating director, like this person. And she's going, I'm going to miss the ship. I'm going to miss the ship. I'm like, what ship? What's going on here? Am I an accessory to something? I'm trying to get an old Russian broad on a ship. This ain't good.
Got somebody in London, too.
What?
Yeah, they poisoned some guy in London, some ex-Russian spy.
He was
spying for the queen. Caught him in a grocery store, him and his daughter. Little sloppy
Delete
job,
this.
Too.
This. I don't want this going out.
What do you mean? It's on the news.
No, but I don't want to be talking shit about these Russians. Next thing you know, I'm fucking yoked up in the back of a something.
You got a glass of uranium in you.
Yeah, who knows who that vegan guy was?
Yeah, no shit. All right.
So I'm calling the number. I hand her the phone. I dial the number. See that it's like ringing. The clock starts. Boom. Here you go. I'm home free in 30 seconds.
There's no payphones in the airport.
Probably not. I don't. What am I going to say? Did you check the payphones, lady? Just here. Let's end this as quick as possible. So, give her the phone. And I've had this with you. I can't hear you on my phone. My phone's
great.
Fucked
now
up.
Now you got this piece of shit phone.
So now,
my
for
God.
Some reason, my phone on the. If you don't have the headphones in, it's so low.
You give her your earphones?
Oh, my God, no. I would have made out with her before I gave her my earphones. So I go, let me
you give
see.
Her the earphone
so
checkers.
Then I go, tough noogies, lady. Like, I'm done. I tried. Phone's fucked up. Sorry, but she's not.
You Philly trash. Hey, tough break.
But this old.
Do they have the Philly accent for me? I can't.
What?
Hey, phone's fucked up.
Yeah,
sorry.
Phone's fucked up. Tough noogies, bro. Yeah, you got to hit the bricks down there. Maybe go to Karen's or something.
By the way, I saw some Rangers fans going into the game downstairs.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, hockey fans are not attractive.
Yeah, even the chicks are missing teeth. But a helmet on, toots.
Okay.
So I go, sorry, I'm out. You know, sorry about that. But this old, she's not budging. Right. She's like, no, next number. And I'm like, oh.
Next number?
Next number. Buddy, I'm dialing.
Is there a thank you at all?
Yeah.
Okay,
all right. But hold on. So now she's going, so I give her the, but now I got to talk.
To who?
The guy.
The operating director?
Whoever.
Oh, because you got to use
I got the headphones in.
Hey, I'm here with.
And I go, what's your, Alexandra, something. I'm like, Alexandra? And they're like, okay. Like, what the
fuck? Where is she?
Well, dude, I dialed seven numbers. Literally seven numbers. No one answered.
Still the brother hasn't shown up yet.
Still the brother hasn't shown up yet.
Okay.
Finally, I get a hold of Vinny or somebody. It was all Italian.
Was he Russian?
Names. No, it was all Italian names.
Oh, man, this is not good.
This is
That's all in your phone, too.
I know.
Throw that thing in the river.
Well, so I finally get somebody. I'm like, I'm here with Alexandra. Alexandra, she's got to get on the ship. And they're like, who? The what? And I'm like,
it's a pizza place, asshole.
Is this for pickup or delivery?
So, well, she's got to get on the ship.
The ship leaves at 6. She's got to get on. She's showing me, like, boarding paper. Like,
the ship leaves at,
like,
6.
What are they called? The ships for, like, you know, like, boats? The charters or, like, the official...
U-boats. That's what they're called.
Well, no, it's, like, the official documents for... They're, like, charter papers or, like...
What?
I don't know.
She's going on a cruise ship.
No, I think, like, a... Not like a cargo ship or something. Not
what?
A cruise ship.
A cargo ship?
She's getting like one
what
of those...
are you out of your mind?
It was like the MS.
The Maersk, Alabama? Huh? Get the fuck out of here. Probably meet up with some Somali pirates.
Probably.
I'm the Kippy now.
Look at me. I am the Kippy now.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so I go. Hey, and he goes,
nobody takes cargo ships, Kevin.
Buddy, what do you want from me?
Podcast is over. Prank caller. Get out of here.
I'm in the middle of it. Meanwhile, my girlfriend's just sitting over there.
You're meeting German contacts at the airport. A random Russian woman walks up with a list of numbers saying she has to be on a ship. You're calling guys acting like they don't know what's going on in an Italian accent. And she's saying you got to get in a cargo ship? Fuck that. I'll go back to the vegan place. You're nuts.
See you guys later. I got to go get my ass kicked by a vegan.
You're nuts. What the fuck?
I know. So... I go, you gotta, I was like, there's this woman here, she's gotta get picked up, she's saying the ship's coming at 6, you gotta, I'm out, I don't, you know, I gotta go, buddy, I can't hang out all day to make sure she gets on the boat. So, she's like, all right, what terminal you at? I'm like, terminal 1.
All right, so he kind of knows what you're talking
about.
Yeah, so,
but after a while, like, I call him, he acts like I'm calling a place in order for delivery, like, he don't know what the fuck's going on. So, he's like, all right, we'll send the driver, tell her to stand somewhere. I'm like, there's a Hudson News stand / Dunkin' Donuts next to me. He goes,
good old D&D.
He goes, tell her to stay there. So I look at her. I'm like, stand next to the donuts. Someone will come get you later. And that was it. So she could be on the boat. She could be dead. She could be in the White House right now.
Holy shit.
I don't talk about Russian collusion. Kippy is all in it.
Espionage.
Mueller, I'm innocent. you get served. You're like, I knew he was in. I knew you turn on me immediately.
I'm in there in a sexy dress, uncrossing my legs. Yeah. What took you
so long?
It
was the Red Sparrow all over again.
Yeah, no shit. The fucking, the bald eagle.
I know.
Anyway.
Yeah, man.
How was the meeting of the brother after all that?
It was good. I went, hung out in Brooklyn, a couple of pops, had some Asian. I got a thing with Brooklyn, too.
What?
A couple of pops.
You had some Asian?
Some Asian food.
Asian food?
I said, what do you want? He said Asian. We ended up going to a Chinese spot.
Yeah, that's what you say.
I know,
Asian,
but I was...
Come on. It's 2018 here. All right?
We had some Oriental food.
Is that real leather, by the way?
My pants? What? Have you been to Williamsburg recently?
No. Fuck
dude, ever. It's like even more crazy.
Get on that cargo ship.
It's crazy.
People eating homemade
these
candles.
Williamsburg's knuckleheads.
These Williamsburg's.
These old Willy knuckleheads. Dude, these people.
They're throwing axes and bars out there.
They're cartoons of themselves. Each one is goofier than the next. I saw a guy walking around, his dog had a cool haircut yesterday. His dog walked up. I was like, that's cooler than any of my friends. This dog was the cool. I'm like, dude. And they're just pretentious pricks, you know. They're all the guys that we're like walking into a coffee place. Like, you should check out the back of it. He's like, they do this thing with a bean, and like as we're holding the door, he's giving us a lecture on what they do to the outside of the bean that make the. I'm like,
what
buddy,
bean? Coffee?
The coffee bean. I'm like, buddy, I'm going to Dunkin'.
Large D&D, two creams and a
extra extra. These people are nuts. Go over and just walk around. It's fucking bananas over there, man.
Yeah, man. It's all falling apart, too.
It's bananas.
That's why Queens is the way to be. Astoria, baby. Out there on the boulevard, as we used to say, where the living's easy. You know what I'm talking about?
Summertime, and the kippies easy.
And the kippies isn't easy. That didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Now, do we have an email this week? I understand we can close it out with this.
Yeah,
the
we
old
can
grudge
close
of the week.
It out with this. Stop pushing the grudge of the week.
Grudge of the week.
My grudge of the week is you pushing the grudge of the week.
Patent pending.
Did we do that last week, maybe?
Maybe.
All right, let me see here. Let me pull up my
guys, while
email.
Kippy's pulling that up, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. If it's not available, I guess it's stupid to say where you are. It's going to be on SoundCloud soon. Right now it's on.
It's not going to be on SoundCloud.
It's not going to be on SoundCloud
we're
ever.
We're staying off SoundCloud. We're going to be on Stitcher, Laughable, all the other things.
Stitcher, Laughable.
All the big apps. But yeah. We're not going to be on SoundCloud.
Anyway, subscribe to it, please. Rate us, share us, review us, share us with a friend, man. Tell people about the podcast.
The numbers are going up every week. It's fucking great. The support has been amazing. Thank you so much.
You guys are liking it.
The people are writing in. It's fucking, it's great. I love it.
And we got an open door policy here at the Hard Feelings Podcast. So if you got something to say, email us and tell us something you don't like, something you like, what you would have done. Did Kippy bitch up? We don't know. If you know the Russian, if you are the Russian lady, write in.
No, we don't need any more written correspondence from you, lady. All right.
Here we go.
This is a quick one.
Okay.
Quick little...
We got to jump anyway.
This is kind of what we had in mind when we first started it. Like, little situations that bother you. Right in, hey, this is bothering me type thing. We've just been gotten a couple of big relationship type ones that we had to feel little bit that we were unqualified for.
Lies and adultery.
I know, right?
Affairs.
Cheaters and betting. What else is new?
All right, I want to hear the follow-up about that lady before we leave.
All right, so this is called, let's call this one. We'll say this is from our pal, LP. I want to leave names out of it.
Okay.
It's from LP, and he goes, you know when you're at the grocery store and you pay in cash, and you get your bill, you're a big cash kind of guy, so this will resonate. I'm more of a swiper, you know? You're a cash guy, so this might bother you. You know when you're at the grocery store and you pay in cash and you get your bills back and they're already calling the next person and you don't have time to seamlessly put
you don't. You got the receipt. You got the change. You're trying to stuff it in your wallet. The fucking bags are there. You feel like a jerk off.
Yeah.
But then you can't do anything about that. That's just you know what I mean? That's first world problem shit. Tough break.
I know. But this listener proposes.
What can you do? Oh, he's got an idea.
A change station. You get
what,
it?
The little thing like that with the cup that comes out? They have that.
No, maybe like a little area, like a batter's box, like an on deck circle. You know, you can step over there, you can fold your receipt.
Like in a casino?
You can put your gigs.
Let's do this privately back in the office.
Exactly. You can put your cash in your wallet, you fold maybe a place to put your bags. That's
well, here's
not
the
bad.
Thing. You have time. As long as the dickhead behind you doesn't have...
Yeah, but it's New York. Everybody's up everybody's ass.
No, but listen, the dickhead behind you doesn't have to rush up to where the bagging area is in the checkout. He should wait respectfully and let you close your shit up because it's not like he's ready to go. He's got to wait, process.
What if he's getting a pack of gum?
Fuck him. Who's buying gum at the grocery store? Fucking asshole.
He goes on a second note. The solution is obviously just use a credit card.
That's a fucking drives you crazy.
I know.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that, LP. Now, what's the follow-up to... And LP, thank you for writing in. Guys, keep the emails coming.
Keep them coming. It's the lifeblood of the pod.
We promise you we will get to them, all right? We have a bunch in. But we promise you, we will get to them.
I had a lot of hard feelings today to air out. You know what I mean? All right, this is coming in from. I think we were calling her Helen. I think on the pod, but
this was last week. If you guys didn't hear the episode last week,
yeah,
lady wrote in about she was doing a little betting at work on the ponies
behind her husband's back.
Behind her husband's back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she said, "I caught up with the episode last night, and it was hysterical. I'm still laughing. Thank you very much.
Thank you."
I figured out that I'll even mention it while I make a nice meal for him tonight and joke about losing on the race, which she did. While she does mention how women enjoy bingo so much that it's kind of the same thing.
Sure.
She goes, I want to thank Foley for the bingo likeness.
You
that
got
she's
a baby
using
doll.
To get out of her gambling fucking conspiracy.
You need some scumbagging advice? You come to the law offices of H. Foley, everybody.
She said she'll eventually play him the podcast, but I guess has to let it die down a little bit.
Great, got this guy looking for us.
You guys rocks. Can't wait for next week's. And then she said, Bolt, DeRoro, Vino, Rossi, and McKenzie in the long shot. Free drop Billy for the Kentucky Derby. That's who she's watching and betting on now.
Free drop Billy for the Kentucky Derby?
Free drop Billy for the Derby. If everybody...
three drop or free drop?
Free drop, I'm sorry. F-R-E-E,
drop Billy.
Drop Billy for the Kentucky Derby.
Ooh, we got a hot
That's
tip
That's who
coming
I'm watching
in.
And betting on now. So listen, everybody. Put a couple of shekels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then when you win a couple of shekels, you can send them to me via Venmo. You know what I mean? Whatever
That's
you need.
Her tip. It's Helen's tip.
I know, but it's on the pod. Everybody wets their beak. You know what I mean?
Free drop Billy.
Free drop Billy. Yeah.
Looking for that in the Kentucky Derby this year, folks. We want to thank everybody for listening to the old Hard Feelings podcast here on the original podcast network.
Sure do.
On behalf of Kevin and myself, Kevin, you got anything?
Just check out my website at Kevin Ryan Comedy. No, yeah. Kevin Ryan, www.kevinryancomedy.com. All of my dates are on there. A lot of dates in the city coming up, and some on the road will be announced soon.
Very nice. And just to make a quick announcement, I have a teaser out there for a pilot that I'm working on with the very talented Irene Morales. It's called We Don't Know. We have a Facebook page set up for it called We Don't Know, or you can go to wedontknow.us and check the...
I started one called We Don't Care.
WeDon'tKnow.us. You can go and check out the little trailer. See
taken.
If you like it. It was more money.
You guys are .org. Yours is .fat.
WeDon'tKnow.us. All right. The original podcast network. Hard feelings. Subscribe. Follow. The whole nine yards. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
See you.
I'm down.